Well, Stevie Wonder, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys, well, it's 215-592-9494. After a 22-10 playoff victory over the Green Bay Packers on the division round, two wins away from a trip to the Super Bowl. All right, what hit you most yesterday? Is it the passing game struggles or is it the dominance of the defense? What's the biggest thing you took from the game, Hugh? The defense?
Oh, the physicality. I mean, right out the gate. I mean, they came to play. They were hitting people in the mouth, and that was kind of the tone setter for the whole game.
Yeah, that Oren Burks fumble caught, you know, the caused fumble to start the game, forced fumble. And then, you know, the more I watched it, Hugh, I wasn't even sure if they recovered it. But they gave it to the Eagles, which was great.
Yeah,
But it was kind of like Trot, like, just like stole it from
right
the
out, he jumped right out. Because it was like, like I said, it happened so fast. I can almost guarantee you that when the receiver got hit, it was like, it was probably saw a bright light like flash in front of him because he got hit right on the butt.
He did get smoked.
He got hit on the butt. And when he did it, he, you know, it's a natural instinct just to kind of flinch for a minute, and he let the ball go. And Jeremiah Trotter Jr. came up right over the top and he took the ball. And I was like, man. But the thing that did, the radio didn't do it any justice. But when I got home and I got to see it on TV, you could hear that because he hit him. He put that bike on him. That's what he used to say back in the day. He put that bike on him.
So it's funny you said that, you know, because you and I both left the pregame, and my routine is I go home and then I'll restart it. Like, I have it on DVR. So I knew what happened. Like, I got home with like 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. My kids were watching, and then they rewound. They're like, did you see the first play? And I pretended I didn't know. I was like, no, what happened? They're like, he killed him. And then, like, I watched that. That Oren Burks hit Kyle. I mean, he just lit him up.
It sounded like it echoed in the stadium when he hit him. Now, you know what the fumble reminded me of? The no clear recovery in Dallas
with Goddard,
yeah,
even in 2018,
yes. So, and they didn't say that that's why they went with the ruling on the field, but everyone was like, "Well, it kind of looks like the guy on Green Bay recovered it, but it was a little questionable." And you saw a bunch of bodies go over where the ball, and you know, so like, I wondered if that was why they stuck with ruling on the field.
Yeah, I just watched it again. I mean, you could see the ball moving around a lot down there.
Right, but like, you know,
you can't tell on the replay.
The guy on Green Bay sort of grabs it like immediately, but you don't see him fully like bring it all the way in, and you see another Eagles arm in there, and then all of a sudden it gets covered. Like, so I wonder if it was like a little bit more clear. They had another second to see if they would have awarded Green Bay the ball back, but it went this. I'm sitting there screaming, no clear recovery.
So we joked on Friday about Brett Allen's crew, the ref crew, that they tend to side more with home teams. I always wonder with that no clear recovery, are you going to go against the home crowd there? You got the buzz of crowd. Are you really going to get on the mic and say, actually, no, it's Packers ball? If you're not sure, you just go with the home team.
If they wanted it to be toxic for the next 59 minutes of that game, then.
I'll take the home cooking. All right, let's hear from Sirianni after the game yesterday about Jalen Hurts. Look, the defense was excellent. The physicality, as Hugh has mentioned a couple times, was playoff football. But we can't ignore, and we're not this week, we can't ignore that the passing game was very up and down. Here is Sirianni on Jalen Hurts.
You know, as an offense, we struggled a little bit as an offense. You know, I don't think we had the game that we wanted to have on offense. But Jalen, I did a lot of good things. One thing that Jalen continued, first of all, Jalen is a winner. He wins. I mean, no one can argue that, right? And the other thing is, we know when we take care of the football, the things that happen when we take care of the football. And Jalen's on this pace of, you know, the efficiency that he's played with this year and with his quarterback rating, with his yards per attempt and all those different things. To be able to do that while also taking care of football is huge.
Hugh, it's interesting the way he framed his quarterback rating, because a lot of times we look at Jalen's numbers yesterday in terms of his passer rating was very good, right?
Yeah.
Over 100 again. But there's moments in the game where it feels like the passing game is just stuck. Like, they just can't do anything.
It took a while, because it took in real time, it took them forever. It just seemed like the more the game went on, the more that you felt that there was a chance that if Green Bay could find a little bit of offense, that they would be in this game.
And they couldn't. I mean, they didn't have anything yesterday. It's funny, when the more we watch Hurts and the more we watch this season play out, it's like every time you're worried, this is really going to go bad, 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 he does find a way to put another drive together. Hugh, that drive where Goddard scored the touchdown, the one you were just speaking of last segment, he had two throws to Devontae before the touchdown to Goddard. And according to Sirianni, he checked to the play. Like, he changed that play to the screen pass to Goddard. So It's like he does just enough. Enough every week.
I mean, it's those unquantifiable intangibles that I'm talking about when it comes to Jalen. I mean, it's a lot that when you look at him that you it makes you frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. The fact that he holds the ball too long, the fact that, you know, other guys get the ball out of their hands quicker. But when you have Jalen out there on the field, man, he's another threat that you have to contend with. You know, and that's what makes this offense, you know, it's frustrating at times, but that's what makes the offense so good. Jalen is a big part of that, man. You know, it's funny. We were talking about, like, just in passing, was having a conversation with somebody, and they were asking me who, if you could replace one of the quarterbacks that was in the playoffs that's out, and I think the name was Justin Herbert, would you do it? Would you replace Jalen for Justin? I was like, nah, because, and I understand that part of that is because of the performance that Justin just had.
Sure.
But there's something about Jalen in this offense, man, that I know that, you know, you look at other guys, they might be better, but he's unique and he's good for this team. I know it sounds crazy because of the way the offense looked yesterday, but he just finds a way to win.
So it's interesting you brought that up. I want to play what Ray Binger said this morning about Jalen. But and look, there's a lot to talk about with Hurts and the offense and the passing game, and we're going to do it all week as we get set for the next round and what they need out of Jalen. And I have, and you've heard it all year, I have my concerns, and I do think at some point he's going to have to play better for them to win the champions, like win the whole thing. But, Hugh, you brought up Herbert. So I would say of the five games we've had in the playoffs so far, two of them were just total mismatches, so I'm just going to, like, throw them out, right? Ravens and Steelers and the Bills and Broncos, those games were done early, right? But the other three games that were at least, like, you know, we'll see what happens here. There is a clear difference in the games. The turnovers, right? Herbert had four interceptions in his game. Last night, Baker Mayfield's fumble in the fourth quarter was the crushing moment for the Bucs, and it helped. And by the way, Jaden Daniels had no turnovers. And just look at the game we had yesterday. Jordan Love threw pick after pick. It's the one thing about Hurts, too, even through the ups and the downs, and there's a lot of times like, oh, he doesn't since the bye?
He's been careful with the football.
He doesn't turn the ball over.
I'll tell you another thing. You remember how, like, in the NBA, we always talk about how in the playoffs it's a half-court game and how big how integral and how important the big man is when it comes to that. Because if you don't have a big guy in the playoffs, then you don't have a chance. Kind of the same thing in football. And we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. We have a running game. And I've always said, December, January, if you have that part of your game that's humming for you, then you got a shot. You talk about the tale of two teams yesterday. You talk about Josh Jacobs, and he looked like he got running later on as the game progressed. But after your quarterback then threw a couple picks in the game, it's kind of hard to get that going. You had no outside threat outside of the running game,
yep,
to be totally honest. And you have to have that. This team is balanced enough that even on our bad day, and you could qualify yesterday as a bad day for us offensively, that our defense is playing well, that we have enough talent, and our quarterback does just enough to know, number one, don't turn the football over. Do not turn the football over. And put the ball in the hands of your playmakers. That check down that he had to Dallas Goedert was phenomenal. I mean, I know it doesn't look like a whole lot because he was looking downfield, and then you could see at the last minute. It looked like to me that was a Dallas Goedert play all the way, because when you talk about when the ball was snapped, Dallas was looking back at the quarterback almost immediately.
So Sirianni said after the game, Jalen checked to that to Goddard. Like, he saw the defense. That was his perception was, I got to throw to Goddard. Like, so, yeah, I think it was. I think it was Jalen checking to Goddard. Like, we're going to run this play right here. Let's hear Ray Dininger this morning on Jalen Hurts and the way he played yesterday.
I would say, if you say average, you're being kind, you know. I mean, I'll ask a question to you. If he plays like that again, do you think they advance? I don't know. You know, I mean, he's going to have to play better. I mean, all the conversation during the week was about the rust factor, the layoff factor. He hasn't played for a while. He hasn't practiced. You know, how's that going to affect him? Well, clearly it did.
So, I mean, there's Ray saying average, you're being kind. I mean, it's a strong representation. I said it last week. To win the Super Bowl, he's going to have to play great at some point. They didn't need that against Green Bay. Will they need it against Minnesota or Los Angeles? Maybe. Will they need it against Detroit? Probably. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. Don in Old City. What's up, Don? Don. Ah, oh, Don, we'll put you on hold, buddy. All right, it's all right. Josh, you know who I know is ready? Joshua Wilmuth is ready. What's up, Josh?
Guys, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Hey, Hugh, good for you, my man. Way to get down there and represent, brother.
Oh, Hugh was there yesterday. Oh, he was there without question with his Green Bay. He looked good. Josh, what are you feeling today?
They were So listen, I mean, look, let's just real quick, right? Mm-hmm. I Jalen, a little bit of rust, right? We all saw it. I mean, the offensive line does him a huge service, especially coming off those couple weeks of being off the field, right? I mean, he had time to do his thing, but man, is he reluctant to throw the ball? I mean, dude, just get it out of your hands. I mean, look at McKee the past few weeks. Can you both agree on that? I mean, as soon as the ball was snapped, he's firing that ball off. Same with Kenny Two Gloves. So it's like, you know, Jalen is very unique to Hugh's point, and you know, could we just plug another quarterback in here? You know, right now I don't think so. And Jalen is what he is. I mean, the guy just grinds and he wins. And I don't need Nick Sirianni saying it 10 times at a press conference. We all understand it. But, man, dude, I'm screaming in my living room last night. Guys, please just cut it loose. Right, Jalen? Cut it loose. Throw the damn ball.
Hugh, how much do you think is that he just doesn't want to turn it over?
I think he's probably a little cautious with the football. And you know, it's easy. I tell you what, man, because we've had a small sampling size. And we've seen it in a vacuum for the most part. Kenny Two Gloves and Tanner McKee. But yeah. I don't think you could take away what Jalen has seen over his years of playing in the NFL. And you might not agree with some of the decisions that he makes as far as being a quarterback. But the bottom line is we won yesterday. Yeah. I mean, and that's all that matters. And next week, I expect him to do a little bit more to help us win again. You know, so because it's that position and the way things go at that position, it's different, man. It's real different. And you need a guy back there that has a little bit of Jalen in him and has the ability to know, you know, what to do in certain situations.
Yeah. I mean, he rises. It seems like when the temperature gets turned up, right? So, you know, next week, that temperature is going to be hot when the game starts.
Yes, it is.
So let's hope that he can harness everything that he took from this week into next week, and bam, you know, cut that ball loose. Now, as far as the defense is concerned, I mean, Hugh's representing the green beard for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's Zach Bond and Milton Williams yesterday. I mean, Milton Williams, I feel, was the unsung hero in the middle there, just clogging everything up. And you saw when those old linemen started to go down, I'm like, oh, man, it is going to be a penalty factory. And it did. It turned into one. Those guys create so much havoc up front that it's hard. I mean, that defense yesterday, man, hats off. And Saquon said it, right? I mean, look, you're getting the offensive side of the ball after the game, you know, giving props. Why? Because there are three words that just are sitting on my skull today. The minute my eyes open, win and advance. I don't care if it were ugly. I don't care if Jalen Hurts was back there on roller skates and were complaining. Look, we won. We're going on to the next one. And the beauty is that it's at home again. And I'm going to tell you, that place better be ready for it, because I have a feeling we got Minnesota coming in.
I do too.
Offense, yep. If and that offense isn't the same as the Green Bay offense.
No, it's better.
There's a guy out there on the outside that's going to make a difference. I don't care what way you're looking at it. And it's going to be important. So, look, man, let's enjoy it. I don't want to nitpick today. I want to be like, hey, it's the playoffs, baby.
It's a win. That's right, Josh. And listen, Josh, we've seen this. And as the season has gone along, this team reminds me. It's funny because you always, like, you watch a team and you're kind of reminded of another team, right? And you kind of see elements of other years. They remind me of those Russell Wilson Seahawks. Early on, Russell was not asked to do a lot, right? He was asked to manage the game, not turn it over. And the defense and the running game, Hugh, that's why those Seahawks won a championship. And that feels, the more we watch this, it feels like that's what this looks like.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
there's nothing wrong with that.
But the question is because that defense never had a bad day, right? They rolled all the way through. The question is, at some point, is the defense going to have a little slip and then we need more out of the offense?
Well,
that's the question.
If I want to be nitpicky today, I mean, they had a couple slips yesterday. I mean, it wasn't nothing that caused you, you know, egregious harm, but There were some missed tackles out there.
Yeah, you're right.
If you want to be nitpicky,
more than
I can say that, you know, there were times where, you know, Cooper DeJean, he's a short tackler. He was out of position sometimes, and he didn't make tackles.
Was it Reed broke four on one play? I think Jaden Reed across the middle.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where they were on. They basically had a week off, and they got off to a slow start.
Yep,
it was sloppy. I mean, that's the thing that you have to kind of factor in. I know, you know, we as fans, we want to talk about, are we going to do this, that, and the third? But you also have to understand that it's almost like, say, if you're a guy that you're a glass blower. Say, you know, you're going out there blowing glass all day, and you ain't blow glass in like
a week. Is that our first glass blowing reference
on
the show?
Yeah, I mean, it was the
that's
first
not
thing.
Have you ever done that? I'm sorry.
No, and I ain't about to blow no glass. Ain't about to do that.
I didn't watch glass blowing.
No, it, I mean, it's pretty cool. Intriguing.
You're not supposed to inhale that.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, you out there and then you don't blow glass for a week, and then all of a sudden you back blowing glass, you're not going to have the same kind of skill set that you had a week before.
It's going
to take you a little bit of time to get going.
Where did that come from?
No, I follow this lady. She blows glass.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's got it. I knew it had to come from somewhere. Or I was wondering, maybe that was what you did for Saturday this week. No, you went and watched glass blowing. Maybe a group trip to glass blowing one day. That'd be fun. All right. Can we hear how it sounded yesterday? The Merrill montage before we talk to the actual Merrill, live and in person, or not in person, on the phone. But Merrill will join us at 11. How it sounded with Merrill and Mike and Devin yesterday. Here is the Merrill montage.
Elliott hits it. It is high, and Nixon takes it at the goal line. He's out to the 5, 15, 20, and he does not reach the 30. He is hit hard.
Ball came out.
The Eagles have it, a turnover on the very first play of the game. How about that play to start the game? Up the middle he goes. He's at the 25, 20, down to the 13 goes Saquon Barkley. What a start for this football team. Hurts, drops, he's looking, he's rolling. Still looking, and he is firing for the end zone. Touchdown! Wide open, Johan Dotson! Low. He looks. Going deep down the far side of the field. And it
Slay
is
took
incomplete.
It.
And
Slay
it is
took
Slay.
It.
Slay.
Big play. Slay takes it away.
Back goes Love. He's looking. He has time. He fires, and it's intercepted by Bourne. Bourne at midfield. Bourne runs out of bounds at the 45. Zach Bourne. First team All-Pro. Hurts. Fires. Complete wide open. Smith. 40. 35. That's more like it.
Yeah,
Hurts
there it is.
Rolling left and firing to Devontae Smith for a big pickup right there of 28 yards. He is going to throw. He does in the flat. A nice catch by Goddard, who breaks the tackle across the 5. Touchdown! Goddard.
Beast. He beasted him. He catches a simple flare pattern out into the flat, Merrill, and the cornerback is there, and he just beast modes him, pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
Love back. He is going deep downfield, and it is intercepted! Intercepted! The first interception of Quinyon Mitchell's career.
How about that? It's the fourth takeaway by this defense on the night.
Hurts gets it to Barkley. And Barkley plows forward, and there's 100 yards. Again, it goes to Barkley. And again, he breaks. He's at the 40, and he falls down. He could have taken that home. He was out in front of the world. He could have taken that to the distance.
Yes.
But he said, I will do the gentlemanly thing. I will fall down and run out the clock. It wasn't the best game the Eagles ever played, but it was a very solid win.
It's a good way to frame it by Merrill. Not the best game the Eagles ever played.
No, a win is a win.
But it was more than good enough yesterday. Again, they still, you know, it's easy to look at the game and say, ah, there were some things that weren't great. They did win the game by two scores. And Hugh, I don't know about you, I never felt the Packers were about to steal the game. Like they cut it to, what, 6 at one point, and then the Eagles scored again. But did you ever feel really worried during that game? I didn't.
No. I mean, but I also know that you don't want a team like that hanging around.
Right, right.
You don't want them lingering. And that's the thing that you worry against, because you saw at points during that game where, it was 10-0 for a while, where Green Bay, when they get a little something going, they try to get charged.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to make sure that you snuffed that light out as quickly as possible. You don't want a team like that hanging around, man. And that's where I would say that the offense has to pick it up a little bit, because there were some opportunities that were missed, especially when you talk about 3 turnovers early in the game. Felt like it should have been a million points, and this game should have been decided in the first half, if you want to be honest. when you talk about the turnovers that were had early in the game and the fact that you didn't capitalize on them, this game should have been over.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they won. They won by double digits. They won by the end comfortably, but it could have been a total rout if they were a little more on point on offense. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up, buddy?
It was a defense for me. And it wasn't, I think you said earlier, it wasn't just that they were stopping them. They were very physical. And I missed the very first play or the kickoff when they recovered it because I was driving and I got parked like a minute and a half after that. So I missed that. But yeah, just the way, look, dumb teams don't win games. And this team is not dumb. They're extremely smart. They take care of the ball, no turnovers. Saquon did the right thing, sliding down after he got that breakaway. And it was an effect. I'll say it was an efficient win, if that makes sense.
I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, it wasn't like bombs away. It wasn't super pretty. Even Saquon, Jeff, and Hugh had mentioned this earlier, it was more of a like a workmanlike 116 yards.
Yeah.
Like that break.
Yeah.
He had like two or three runs. He had a 16-yarder, 19, that last one at the end. But most of his runs yesterday felt like 3 or 4 yards, right? Just enough to keep this thing moving.
You know, earlier when you said you were talking about, like, Jalen started off, what, like 6 for 6, and he had all kinds of time in between. Like, he had plenty of time. I'm thinking maybe he got a little complacent back there in the next, you know, 3 or 4 series where he was kind of holding the ball a little bit too long. There was a couple of open receivers that he missed or, you know, he didn't see. I'm like, you get that much time back there, maybe you start thinking you got that time all day. And, you know, you got to be able to get those quick hitters out when you have that kind of time, I think.
Well, they do. And moving forward, and they know it. I mean, you can hear the way they talked after the game. I think they know they have to be a little bit better on offense. Just because the games are, you know, we'll see if it's the Rams or Vikings, but there's a chance it's the 14-win Viking team coming here Sunday. That's going to be a challenge.
And I love seeing Dallas Goedert involved.
Yeah.
To double stiff arm a guy and just little boy that dude right down the field. That was awesome.
It was wild. There were two of them this weekend, Jeff. There was the Goddard one, and then Saturday night, Derrick Henry just slapping that guy's head and running for a touchdown. Great moment yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your reaction here on the win coming up after we talk to Merrill Reese, who called the action right here on WIP. Plus, we do have to get to some bad news. It's a great Monday. The Eagles won. They're playing this weekend. But some bad news that did come out of the game with an injury and how it will affect and impact this team the rest of the playoffs and the future as a big part of this good defense, great defense, went down yesterday. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet over-unders and point spreads or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code Radio100 to get started today. Odds and lines are subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.